Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Carol McCracken, and after a short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Hebrews 6:18.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Hebrews 6:18. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be strongly encouraged. Broken promises. My plumber forgot me. I waited all day and he didn't come, so I called him. My plumber told me that his Friday was so chaotic that he wouldn't make any excuses and forgot me. Well, I was utterly taken aback. I appreciated the honesty. This girl knows where she stands with her plumber. There's no hidden agenda or manipulation in our relationship. And he came at no charge, so I would forgive his broken promise. Broken promises are part of life, unfortunately. Sometimes people break them because they never intended to keep them. And sometimes promises aren't fulfilled because something legitimately stands in the way. But there is one who is unable to break his promise. Even if we break our promises, our Savior's promises are unbreakable. God can't lie because he invented the truth. Therefore, we can count on his word as truth. Joshua 21:45 tells us that not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Every single one was fulfilled. In the Old Testament, Israel's the chosen people group, which is part of a progressive revelation of how God went from a man to a family to a nation in forming his chosen people. He began with the promise to a man named Abram to make him a great nation. His name would be great and he would be blessed. This was a non-conditional promise that came true. The author of Hebrews, who is not identified in the writing of that letter, wrote this primarily to Jewish Christians. They knew the Old Testament and were quite familiar with the story of Abram, who later became Abraham, the very beginning father to the Hebrews. The Jews were searching for a way to approach God because they felt too unholy to approach him based on their upbringing with the Old Testament laws. The author of Hebrews was reassuring them that Jesus was the way. The promises God made were fulfilled through Jesus Christ. This was the gospel, and there was no need to return to Jewish methods based on laws. The law pointed toward Jesus, and Jesus had come to fulfill the law. I do have empathy for the Jewish Christians. I mean, how would you feel if everything you had been taught by your parents or the people you respected had changed? Your whole daily life was no longer a series of sacrifices or tasks of honoring God. They were no longer necessary. The very things that taught them how holy God was changed. And the temptation was to go back to what they knew, the Levitical system of the law. Yet Jesus Christ had come. The author was encouraging the immediate hearers of his letter to go beyond what were now useless rituals. God would not forget the works they had done, but the things that were hoped for in the promises of God were realized in Jesus Christ. The author encourages the people to look back at how Abraham's promises were fulfilled because God's promises were trustworthy. Abraham waited a long time in anticipation of God's promise of a son, well past when his body could have produced a son, and the promised son came. So it was evident that God was the only one who could have delivered that promise. The author encouraged the Hebrews to rely on faith instead of the law's prescribed rituals, which serve their purpose. Essentially, the thought to these people is encouragement because God's promises are reliable. The word unchangeable in today's verse was a term used for a will. Legally, only the maker of the will could change it, and it was unchangeable to anyone else. God is the maker of his promises. So in keeping with the legal terminology, if we believe God breaks promises, we're essentially accusing him of perjury. The theologian Spurgeon says, "Oh, shame on us." The term fled in the verse is a Greek word for the Old Testament cities of refuge for those who needed protection from an accidental killing. It's another reason for encouragement, knowing, as commentator David Guzik puts it, that God has a refuge of hope set before us. Our hope is in Jesus, not the law. Jesus is now within easy reach of us who need him. Jesus and the cities of refuge provide protection. Without Jesus and the cities of refuge, certain destruction is in sight. The term hope is a central theme throughout the book of Hebrews. We today can go to Jesus, unlike the cities of refuge that were open only to the Israelites. All God's people are to look to Jesus, the promised Messiah and Savior, who paid the price for our sins as the only holy, acceptable sacrifice God required. Through Jesus, we have salvation, which means the deliverance from sin and its consequences brought about by faith in Jesus Christ. I hope you have someone in your life who's there for you and keeps their promises to you so you know what that looks and feels like. There are, however, many who I have met that don't have that kind of foundation to trust in. It's hard for them to trust because their trust has been broken many times. The reality is we live in a broken world because of the consequences of sin. As much as I hate to admit it, I have broken promises. Sometimes intentionally, particularly in my immaturity, and sometimes circumstances I could not control simply got in the way. Let's face it, we're all human. Our God has a pretty good track record of keeping promises, and it's been published worldwide. You can't read very far in the Bible without stumbling on it. He did this purposely so that we could have our hope in him. We can be assured that our God loves us and wants us to trust his promises. I guarantee you'll never catch him in a lie because it's simply impossible. Let's pray. Dear Lord in heaven, thank you for being the God that you are. Thank you for being so pure and good and right that your word is something that you will never break. Your promises are good, Lord. You try to teach us that every day, and it requires faith, Lord. We know that. Help us to feel close to you. Make your presence known to us. You're always there, but sometimes it's a matter of us just becoming aware of your presence to know that your word is good. I know that you're comfortable in us testing that, Lord, because you are there like a loving father. Help and encourage our relationship with you this week so that as we step forward in our faith, we know that you will not break a promise. Make some time, Lord, but your time is your time, not our time. Encourage us, Lord. We love you. And in your name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
All we need is grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.